Elon Musk calls out Sussman, Perkins Coie for attempt to corrupt a presidential election. By Joel B. Polak on December 8, 2022. Twitter owner and CEO Elon Musk called out Democrat-aligned law firm Perkins Coie LLP for its alleged attempt to corrupt a presidential election through its role in the Russia collusion hoax during the 2016 race. In 2017, The Washington Post exposed that election attorney Mark E. Elias, who was then at Perkins Coie, hired the opposition research firm Fusion GPS, using money from the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, DNC, to find dirt on then-candidate Donald Trump. The so-called dossier that resulted, manufactured by former British spy Christopher Steele, was the basis for the collusion hoax, and was also used by the FBI to justify its investigation into the Trump campaign. The FBI continued to cite the dossier when it sought surveillance warrants from the secret FISA court even after it knew that the dossier was fraudulent. Sussman, who was then also at Perkins Coie, gave the FBI data that purported to show a link between Trump and Russia via Alpha Bank. The link was false. Sussman was acquitted of lying to the FBI about his motivations. Observers, such as Byron York of the Washington Examiner, said they believed that Sussman had, in fact, lied, but that the jury was in Democrat-friendly Washington, D.C., and included several Clinton donors on the panel. The Clinton campaign and the DNC were fined by the Federal Elections Commission for hiding their payments to Fusion GPS. Musk's tweet came amid new revelations of left-wing bias and shadow banning at Twitter. Update: some disputed Musk's claim that Perkins Coie does not represent Twitter at the moment. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.